So, when it comes to the weather, you know, we've talked about it. I mean, if we did our jobs with the percentage of accuracy that the weather folks do, yeah, we probably wouldn't have a job.
There are mornings that I do, so yeah, let's move on. Thank you.
Well, you know, the forecast shows that we're going to be near 90 for the next couple of days, actually next 3 days. And then we're going to have a wind shift, it looks like, sometime on Friday with a 40% chance of rain. And the low on Friday night will be about 50, and they're telling us that the high on Saturday will be 63. Now, of course, that's always subject to change. And by the way,
fireplace weather.
Saturday night, we're looking at 47.
Holy mackerel!
And Sunday night, 48. So, yeah, I mean, the chance that we could have that. So the deal is, all right, they miss on the prediction sometimes.
Yes.
Right? We know that. And there could be those folks who throw the fertilizer out waiting for the rain and it doesn't happen, or any number of things that you have planned activities that revolve around the weather.
Not if they got Mr. Sperry's calendar, they didn't.
That's right. Just misses. That's right. It's coming out, by the way. He's going to the printer next week
something.
Oh.
So you got to go do that.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. Just remember. It's the PPFS right there. So, Italy has convicted 7 seismologists of manslaughter on Monday for failing to adequately assess the risk of a 2009 earthquake that killed 309 people.
Now, that hardly seems fair.
Wow. The scientists were sentenced to 6 years in prison. Prosecutors agreed that the defendants gave a falsely reassuring statement before the 6.3 earthquake occurred on April the 6th of 2009. That statement came from a meeting held in a city on March the 31st, in which the seismologist declared it improbable, though not impossible, that a major earthquake would strike the town.
Wow.
The meeting was held in an effort to quell public panic, inspired by a researcher from Italy's National Institute of Nuclear Physics, who had claimed that they had deduced a major earthquake would occur on March the 29th. I mean, they said March the 29th. It happened on April the 6th, so they missed it by a week, but still, they said it was going to happen. And these people, these 7 seismologists said, nope. And they are going to the slammer for that.
That seems a little excessive to
me. Well, it's pretty interesting. It would seem to me that it's a precedent right there. I mean, and again.
Well, and how serious is the Italian judiciary system compared to some other countries? Like, I mean, does that mean they're going to stay in jail forever? Or you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. But no, they're going to stay in for 6 years. They got a 6-year sentence for that.
Yeah, but I mean, here people don't usually serve their full term.
Oh,
what
so
I'm saying
say
is, how serious is the Italian judiciary system? Are they really?
Yeah,
well, I mean,
was it like
it
the last
like,
time you were locked up, Scott?
Yeah, really. Are they yielding to pressure? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I mean is versus another country that is
where they would serve their entire sentence, you mean? And that in Italy they're not going to?
No, what I mean, why don't you understand me?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, some countries are more hard-nosed than other countries.
Okay.
Some countries are less organized than other countries.
Okay.
Without stating anything specific about Italy itself, I'm just wondering how organized and hard-nosed Italy is compared to some other country like, say, Germany, where someone said, you're going to get 6 years, you probably are going to get 6 years.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? What I mean is...
Time off for good behavior.
Is that what you mean?
No.
Oh, good heavens.
Never mind.
Okay.
Just take over again.
Oh, no.
Forget about it.
But the idea is the precedent of holding a scientist who, you know, again, you figure that they're specialists, but holding them actually responsible for doing jail time because people died.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
To go that far, so... All right, so...
That would be like me misstating a line for the football game on Saturday, somebody betting it.
Yep. They lose the money, and they want to hold you responsible
right.
for that. Yeah, you could have... You probably could have left, I presume. I mean, I don't know the circumstances of those people. Maybe they couldn't. Hello?
And y'all made fun of Tom.
I know. That's the truth. It's, yeah, she is. She's our version of Tom,
no.
And we love her.
Much
for
better
that.
Looking.
That's
much,
right.
Much better looking
she
than
doesn't
Tom.
Have a second wallet, by the way. At least I don't think so. Did you have a milk machine in your kitchen when you were growing up?
You already asked me that question,
okay.
Scott.
Well, I know, but this listener may not know that.
Well, I'm not going to answer.
Oh, well, okay. So there you go.
Neener, neener, neener.
Now, this morning, it's well known that I get my caffeine from Diet Coke.
Yes.
All right. Now, Kat, how do you get your caffeine?
Tea, of course.
Okay, before the show starts, during the show, after the show, what?
Depends on the day.
Okay. So today it was what?
Gosh, today I had water and hot chocolate.
Ah, well, there you go. So there's probably a little caffeine in there. And, of course, then
I'm going to die.
You, I know.
I'm going to kick off sometime during the show today because of my monster habit.
Yeah, is it monster? Is that what you drink?
Yes, it is. It's the one everybody's talking about.
That's right. The company's products have killed 5 people over the past year.
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep, and a 6th in 2009, according to reports submitted by doctors and companies to the FDA.
Well, these are probably people not following the directions,
well,
right?
Well, could be. Parents in Maryland have already used the reports in a lawsuit against Monster.
But when you read how much this girl drank...
Yeah?
Oh, my heavens.
Well, okay, what'd she do? How much?
2 24-ounce cans of these things. I can't finish a 16-ounce can.
24 is a lot of fluid. I mean, 60, just a lot of fluid.
Just for you playing along at home, yeah. 16 ounces is basically a tall boy.
Yeah, okay.
The 24-ounce can...
Let's put everything in the terms of a tall boy. Let's do it this way. A soft drink is 12 ounces, okay?
Well, it's the same size can.
But how many people are driving to work drinking tall boys?
A cup is 8 ounces,
yeah,
so that
right.
means a 24-ounce is 3 cups.
Nobody knows what that is, so everybody has to measure a cup.
A pint and a cup.
I drink out of a measuring cup, don't you?
Every day.
So there. So she drank 2 of these?
Yeah, and they're resealable cans. I mean, they have screw tops on the top of them.
Okay.
They're huge. I buy one at the beginning of the week if I get one of those, and it'll last me 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, but this morning, you're not drinking one of those.
No.
You've got a pop top, so you're going to drink all of that
one. No.
What do you mean, no?
No, a lot of times I'll leave them in the refrigerator.
Oh.
Not here. I do at home, though.
How big is that?
It's 16 ounces.
Okay.
It's the tall boy that were making fun of.
Yeah, and how much have you drunk of that today?
About a third.
All right. And you won't finish it?
Probably about half of it.
Okay, so she finished 2 of these things and then just died. Is that it? Caffeine toxicity.
That's what I've heard.
Okay, Anise Fournier was her name. Monster denies culpability. Let's go back to the seismologists in Italy.
Sure.
They are unaware of any fatality anywhere that has been caused by its drinks. Well, what else would you expect them to say?
Well, so
of course they're going to say they're not familiar with any fatality.
Remember the big Fin-Fin thing?
Yeah.
People were taking basically what amounted to low-grade speed,
mm-hmm.
and then, okay, let's go play tennis. That's just stupid.
It is. Behind the legal clash, the long brewing battle, see what I said there, over energy drinks in general, Dick Durbin, U.S. Senator from Illinois, wants to limit their caffeine levels because emergency room visits related to energy drinks soared tenfold between 2005 and 2009, although half of those involved drugs or alcohol. Now, look, let me do that again, okay? Emergency room visits related to energy drinks soared tenfold between 2005 and 2009. Although half of them also included drugs or alcohol.
Half.
Unlike soda, energy drinks have no caffeine limits because they're often sold as dietary supplements. So that's where they are. Again, the government trying to protect us from our own bad decisions.
Yep.
Whether, again, consuming that much or, like you say, taking some sort of a stimulant and then going and playing tennis or exerting yourself in some way that would not be safe and healthy, using bad judgment, no personal responsibility.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
I can't do that
personally.
No, we wouldn't want to mention personal responsibility.
Don't you
Hello?
Do it.
Hello?
Well, yeah. This soft drink or energy drink has a lot of caffeine, so do a lot of other ones. Does this particular product, is it associated with a company that has deeper pockets?
You know,
there's a lot of them out there.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's follow the money. So yeah, you've got your Monster drink in there, right?
Yes.
Who's the company that makes it?
Just
say it on there. Yeah, uh-huh. Right there on the back, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the back.
Small print.
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see it.
Really? Okay.
It says energy supplement, however. It does not say energy drink.
Yeah. We'll look that up. But yeah, and I understand what you're saying, though, is you follow the money. You know, it was like YouTube. YouTube, nobody was going to sue YouTube until Google bought it. When Google bought it, there suddenly was a pile of money that you could go after. So it could well be.
Monster Energy Drink Company.
I see. I don't know who that is. Yeah.
Manufactured for the Monster Energy Company.
Hello?
Monster's a Coca-Cola product.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, there you go. Well, yeah, that's pretty deep
pockets. Them is deep pockets.
Yeah.